All right, so get ready because we're diving into something really cool today. It's about this AI called Swaggin' ZZ. And get this, it managed to beat NetHack.
On the first try.
On the first try. I know, right? It's mind-blowing. Probably thinking, wait, isn't NetHack that crazy hard game? And you'd be right.
Yeah, NetHack is famous for being, well, tough,
Right.
like brutally unforgiving.
Yeah.
You do something as simple as kicking a wall because you're frustrated,
Right.
and that could be it. Game over.
And that's not even the half of it. Players have died from the craziest things, like choking on their own gold. It sounds ridiculous, I know, but it happens. But the real kicker, the thing that makes NetHack a nightmare, is the RNG, the random number generator. It's controlling everything behind the scenes, like where the dungeons are, how the monsters
It's
act.
like every time you play, you're dealing with a completely different beast. A totally unique and unpredictable beast.
Sounds frustratingly fun. In a masochistic way, maybe. But that brings us back to Swaggin' Zezzy. This AI and the geniuses behind it, they actually cracked NetHack's randomness. They found the seed.
The RNG seed.
Yeah, the RNG seed.
Think of it like a key. It unlocks the entire sequence of random events.
Okay.
It's like having a cheat sheet to the universe's own random number generator.
I like that, a cheat sheet. But how do you even find that seed in a game as crazy complex as NetHack's? I mean, we're talking billions of possibilities.
Would be impossible if you used the traditional methods,
Yeah.
but this team, they were clever. They found a really ingenious way to do it.
I'm all ears. What'd they do?
They pick a specific character in NetHack, the tourist.
Okay.
Now, I know what you're thinking. It's not exactly a relaxing stroll through the park.
Right.
But the thing about the tourist is, it starts with random stuff. Random items, random gold. Seems unimportant, right?
Yeah.
That's where the magic happens.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me a tourist's starting inventory, that's the key to predicting the entire game. How?
The team realized that every single starting inventory, with all the possible combinations of items and gold, it could be linked back to a specific seed.
Okay.
So they made this massive database, hundreds of gigabytes of data,
Wow.
mapping every single possible tourist inventory to its corresponding RNG seed.
Talk about dedication. But even with a database that big, how do you go through it all quickly enough to actually use it in the game?
Good question. And this is another example of how smart these guys were. They used a technique called binary search.
Binary search? Okay, I'm going to need an analogy break here. Got to keep things relatable for us regular folks.
Sure. Imagine looking for a word
Okay.
in a dictionary, right? Binary search doesn't go page by page. It jumps right to the middle,
Right.
checks if the word is before or after that point, then cuts the search space in half and again until it finds the word.
So it's like speed running a dictionary, but instead of words, they're hunting down RNG seeds. Clever. But knowing the seed is only half the battle, right? They still have to play the actual game.
That's where it gets even more interesting. This is where Swaggin' ZZ, the AI bot, comes in.
Oh boy.
And trust me, its gameplay is anything but conventional.
So last time we were talking about Swaggin' Zs and how it basically cracked the code of NetHack, right?
Yeah, like they found the RNG seed, which is kind of like seeing the future of the game.
Exactly. But now I'm stuck wondering, how do you even play the game when you know what's going to happen? You'd think it'd be easy street from there.
Well, not so fast. Knowing the future doesn't make NetHack any less brutal.
Right.
The team still had to find clever ways to use that knowledge, and that's where the AI's gameplay comes in. It's wild.
Yeah, the blog post mentioned something about wall bumping. Wall bumping. Like, I've played a lot of games in my day, but I've never seen that as a strategy.
Right. It's pretty out there, but that's the ingenuity of this team. They realized every little action, even bumping into a wall, it nudges the RNG forward. Remember, the RNG seed, it's like a sequence of all the random events.
Yeah, like a deck of cards, but the order's already decided.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So every wall bump is like flipping to the next card in that predetermined deck. By figuring out the wall bumps, Swaggin' ZZ could match its actions to the RNG perfectly.
So it's like they're choreographing this dance with fate. That's incredible.
It really is. They took something seemingly random and turned it into a tool for like precision control.
Okay, but even with a roadmap of the game's future, there's got to be room for error,
Oh,
right?
for sure. That's why they use this strategy called fork and retry. Basically, the AI would try something, and if it didn't work, it'd just rewind and try again.
Like a do-over.
Millions of do-overs.
Wow. So it's kind of like having a time machine, but instead of changing the past, you're optimizing the future. And speaking of optimization, they wanted to get the fastest real-time completion. But they also had another goal, something even more impressive, I think. They wanted the lowest turn count.
Yeah, they wanted to be both fast and efficient.
So it's like sprinting to the finish line versus strategically navigating a really complex obstacle course.
Exactly. And that focus on efficiency, on making every action count, that says a lot about their approach. They weren't just trying to break the game. They wanted to, like, master it.
And they found such a creative way to do it. But with all this talk about predicting the future and manipulating randomness, I can't help but wonder, did they run into any surprises? I mean, no plan is foolproof, right? Especially with a game like NetHack. So we've been talking about Swaggin' Z and this crazy journey they've been on.
Yeah.
Figuring out the RNG, wall bumping.
Wall bumping.
It's clear this team, they were really pushing the limits of NetHack.
They really were.
But did they actually do it? Did they achieve what they set out to do?
Oh, yeah, they did it. In a big way. Mm. Swaggin' Z got the fastest real-time completion. But get this.
Yeah.
They also got the record for the lowest turn count.
Wow. Talk about efficiency. Two birds, one AI stone. But there was something in their blog post that I found interesting. They originally wanted to go for the highest score, too, but they decided to drop it. You don't hear that very often, giving up on a high score, especially in NetHack.
Right.
Why do you think they did that?
Well, it seems like once they knew the RNG seed, getting a high score, it wasn't much of a challenge anymore.
It's like they had the ultimate cheat code and realized, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't fun anymore. They were playing a totally different game, a game of optimization, of elegance.
Where the real prize was just being as efficient as possible.
Exactly. And I think that's fascinating. They weren't satisfied with just breaking the game. They wanted to understand it at its core, you know, see how far they could push things.
And by doing that, they've given us a glimpse into the future of AI and gaming, right? I mean, this goes beyond just one AI beating one old game.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The things they use, the RNG manipulation, the simulations, those have applications way beyond NetHack.
Mm-hmm.
We're already seeing AI popping up everywhere, like data analysis, stock markets, even medical research.
It's almost like poetry, isn't it? This thing that started as, hey, let's beat this crazy game, could end up having real-world impact. Makes you wonder what else we could solve.
Right.
If we could predict the future, what game would you want to break? The highest score, fastest time, something else entirely. It really makes you think.
It really does. It really does.
The story of Swaggin' Z is really a story about innovation. It's about creativity, determination, and thinking outside the box. And hey, maybe a little wall bumping along the way.
A little wall bumping never hurt.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.